The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Will Malaysia declare an economic emergency? Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin has an audience with the King after holding a special cabinet meeting today.
I'm Olivia Kui.
I'm Haryanto Diman. You can subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode. Now, across the causeway, Malaysia's cabinet held a special meeting this morning. Government leaders discussing proposals to ensure that the upcoming budget session in Parliament doesn't result in snap elections amid a COVID-19 resurgence.
Sources told our Malaysia Bureau Chief Shannon Teo that an economic emergency could also be declared so that government spending to curb COVID-19 is not jeopardized by an increasingly unstable political atmosphere. Well, Shannon joins us now all the way from Kuala Lumpur. Shannon, what were some of the most salient points that emerged from this morning's meeting? We also understand that Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin is due to meet the King this evening.
Yeah, that's right. I think they might have discussed many different issues, but top of the agenda obviously was this proposal to declare an emergency. Now, the stated reason obviously is the ongoing coronavirus situation. Malaysia has hit over 800 cases per day in the past couple of weeks. Several days we've seen more than 800 cases. If you compare this to early June, where the maximum number was about 200 plus, right? So it's a huge increase. But it's coming just a couple of weeks before the budget 2021 is supposed to be tabled. And what we've seen in the past month is a lot of political instability after opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim claimed that he had the majority and not Muhyiddin Yassin. We all know that Muhyiddin's Perikatan National Government has a very slim majority in Parliament, only 113 out of 222 MPs. So there has been concern that a few rebels might pull out their support for his government. This is especially after UMNO President Zahid Hamidi had, a few weeks ago, mentioned that there were, quote-unquote, many MPs in UMNO who might want to support Anwar. So it's part of this uncertainty that's maybe triggered this move to hold the emergency.
Shannon, you also reported that the special cabinet meeting was attended by Armed Forces Chief and Attorney General. Why were these parties there?
Well, if you want to hold an emergency, if you want to proclaim an emergency, then involves the security forces, and there's also the legal ramifications involved. The Attorney General is probably there to advise on what can or cannot be done in an emergency. Now, if the emergency is largely because of the political situation, the question right now is whether Parliament will continue to sit or if the government has the power to suspend Parliament. And if Parliament is suspended, then how do you approve a budget for 2021? The government cannot operate if it has not approved any money to be spent. One narrative, one line of thinking is that because the government and the palace can bring to law, you know, any rulings or regulations when an emergency is in force, then they can also pass by executive order spending for 2021. So that's one way to get around the vote for the budget and to ensure that the Muhyiddin government does not fall.
Well, let's get an update on opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim. Now, Shannon, the last time we spoke, Mr. Anwar met the King to present documents that allegedly prove that he has the majority support in Parliament. So what's the latest on that matter?
Well, he did actually go to the Agong, to the King, on October 13 to stake his claim. But we know that the Agong said that, well, I got a bunch of letters, but none of it actually lists down exactly who are the MPs that back him. Now, it's been discovered now with the passage of time that what Anwar had was a letter from Zahid Hamidi, the UMNO president, as well as Najib Razak, the former premier, pledging the support of UMNO as a party to Anwar Ibrahim. However, there was no proof or evidence that it involved all 39 UMNO MPs. And this letter, in fact, caused a lot of consternation amongst UMNO's allies in the Muhyiddin government. Party Islam Malaysia, for example, questioned why UMNO would work with Anwar because it would entail working with the Democratic Action Party. Now, this UMNO and PAS have both said that the Democratic Action Party, DAP, has been responsible for an alleged agenda to undermine Malay Muslim interests in the country. So they considered this a huge betrayal, and Zahid was forced to backtrack on threats to leave the Perikatan National Government. So that leaves Anwar's a counter coup bid, as it were, pretty much dead for now. So the next opportunity to challenge the Muhyiddin government would have been this budget. It's supposed to happen next month. Now, to be clear, Parliament has not been suspended yet. Emergency has not been declared yet. None of this has happened. The Prime Minister, we understand, is in the meeting with the AGOM right now, and we are standing by to see if he will confirm that basically that the cabinet decision has been assented to by the AGOM.
Well, thank you so much, Shannon, for shedding light on this matter. Always a pleasure to speak with you. That was Malaysia Bureau Chief Shannon Teo on the latest across the Causeway.